This is Kate Slingsby. It's Monday the 10th of March and I'm talking to Mrs. Mercer about number 33 Crow Lane and other places around there.
Can I ask you, you don't know when they moved there, do you?
No.
Do you know when they, what happened when they finally left the house? They,
well, Grandma
did. Were they there forever until they died?
Yes, the grandma only ever was out of the house the day Mrs. Olin this year. She was in hospital the day, the grandma was. And
she died,
on the grandma, it's all in the literature, but grandma died on the 17th of April. I know it was the day before our 18th birthday, on the 17th of April 1965. And there was still gas. She never ever had electric. It was gas then.
Do you know how long, roughly, they were in the house? Is there anything, anywhere at all, you can pin down the start date?
Let me see.
Were you born when they moved there?
Oh gosh, I was only born in 47. Well, the thing was, yes, they were there. I was born in 47. They were there because my sisters, they had a spinster aunt. They used to have extended families living with them then.
Oh, right.
And I can remember my auntie Catherine. She was called Kitty. Hang on a second. Okay. And she died in 1951. Now we were born in 47.
Right.
So they were there obviously in 1947.
Yeah. But in fact, you'll only remember it from when you start remembering things until 65.
Well, yes, I can remember. No, my sister can't, my twin sister, but I can remember my Auntie Kitty. So I would only be four when she died.
And Auntie Kitty lived with you.
And Auntie Kitty lived in there. She was, you know, she never got married, Auntie Kitty.
And when did she die?
She died in, it's all on here, isn't it?
Yeah.
But she died in 1951.
Yeah.
I was born in 47,
yeah.
And I can distinctly remember going to the house then.
Right.
And she was alive then.
Right. When you went to the house, okay, front door, a lot of them have lobby things as you go in. Did it have a lobby?
Do you mean an extra door?
Yeah, I suppose I do.
No, didn't.
So you went straight into the
went
lounge?
Went straight into the lounge,
right,
yes.
I think, I'm not sure we do now or not. Right, so straight into lounge.
Yes, there was no other door. It was just one door that went straight into the lounge.
Right. How many rooms downstairs
there
were
was,
there?
Well, there just was two rooms downstairs, but the kitchen had like a sort of a separate larder to the right. There were
so
just
you
two
had a front
rooms.
Room.
Just a front room and a back. The back room, which was the kitchen.
Right. Including the kitchen. And when you say there was a separate larder, how big?
Well,
was
the
that?
Kitchen. It was sort of, how can I describe it? The kitchen. The larder, it would be no more different than this, but what it was, there was, when you went into the kitchen, there was a slop stone sink. As I say, I'm only repeating what's in here. And to the left, there was a bit of a wall, but you walked into what your granny used to call it, the larder.
Right.
Yeah. And I can remember, because there were big hooks on the wall, where, you know, pots and pans were hung from the hooks. I can remember that.
Right. So, in your front room, do you mind me? You've got a house. Where were the?
I can, if you want,
the door will be here, won't it?
Yes, go on. Right, the door. I can remember. The door was here.
Yeah.
Because here was the ginnel. This was number 33.
Yeah.
And as you walked straight into the room, here she had a big sideboard.
Oh right.
With the glass on the side. And my sister told us about that.
Yeah.
If I can remember correctly, they were quite broad, quite wide. Window bottoms, windowsills.
Were they?
Yes, they were.
Was that because it was a thick wall?
Possibly, yeah. Because the floor was stone. All the floors were stone.
It was.
Here, there was a big.
So the front room was stone.
The front and the back room were stone floors.
That's unusual. There's only a group of houses. Those few that had stone back and front.
That's right. They were stone. Yeah. Here was a sort of black leaded fireplace.
Right.
And then you went into the kitchen, the door into the kitchen.
Let's draw another room here.
The kitchen. When I say the kitchen, as I can remember correctly, the slop stone sink was there. Slop stone sink was there.
Yep.
And when I say the kitchen door, sorry, I'm smudging, I think. The kitchen door was here, which went out into the yard where the toilet was. This was the kitchen door.
Right.
Now, when I said there was a larder, you went into an area here. As far as I can remember, there might have been a partition wall, because you went into an area which Granny always called the larder. Now, the kitchen door went out, and were in the kitchen door, or there was, I think my sister's probably remembered it better, but the toilet, the tip of the toilet, toilet, was here.
That was separate from the house,
was that it? Was separate from the house, yeah, it was a separate one, yes.
Was there any other sheds in your backyard?
No, I can't remember, but I think my sister and sister obviously might remember. Yeah. The kitchen boasted flag floors, that's right, a separate larder and a slop stone sink. There's no real back garden, but a midden for the metal dustbin and a tip of WC.
So a midden isn't the loo then?
No.
So what's a midden? Is that a small shed thing?
It might have been the enclosure. We used to always say, because we lived in Bury all our life, we're going to the midden, and the midden was the dustbin, the equivalent of the dustbin.
Right.
The midden wasn't the toilet.
No.
The toilet, right. Yeah.
So, let's have a quick look here at this. We should have brought a pencil. Because this will be the side of the house, won't it? With the larder, did it go the full distance up the kitchen?
I can't remember. Yeah.
I would guess it didn't. I mean, I would guess your yard was like that.
Mm.
And your tippler was in the corner of the yard.
Yes, as far as I can remember.
Did you have a back gate?
No, there wasn't, because the gardens, if you still remember, because I have been nosying round since. In fact, I went to the house a few years ago and knocked on my door and said, my grandma used to live here. Because when grandma died, the lady next door was called Jessie. I don't know whether that's Mrs. Dutton, as you mentioned.
Yeah,
she bought
it. She's Mrs. J. Dutton, certainly. So there is a chance it is Jessie.
I bet it is Jessie, yes. Because she remembers, because I remember saying, I'm one. Because I know it sounds silly, but the people probably remembered us because we were twins.
Oh, yeah.
Identical
what was your
twins.
Name before?
Hagen, H-A-G-A-N.
And you were?
Joan.
Joan and?
Twin sister was Margaret. And there was 8 years between us because my dad was in the war. So my sister was born in 39, Mary.
Mary
was born in 39. And then when my dad was away in the forces in the war, and we were born in 47.
Yeah. Right. So, isn't it
slug enough, isn't it? Do you want a pen? I can go and get your pencil or something.
I've got a small selection of stuff.
Oh, you have a pencil.
Yeah,
there,
I think they
you.
Breed in here.
Okay.
Right, so if we're going out into the yard then, you've got a tippler out, there's a door in this corner.
That was the kitchen
there's
door.
There's a larder somewhere here.
That's right. Can't say what they used to keep in that, but I remember
the
there were hooks on the wall. The door was
in the larder, the hooks.
Yeah, the hooks were there. And Grandma had wooden shelves. Yes,
in larder. So it's a walk-in larder.
Walk-in, just walk-in. I don't know what... I'd say, well, it's quite big. No. Because the house is... What's big as a child isn't big as an adult, is it? So it probably was quite tiny.
Right.
Possibly at the end of my unit is probably... I think that's so big. Because when you're a child, everything looks big, doesn't it?
That's about 5 foot.
Yeah, it'd be about 5 foot by 3 foot, something like that, yeah.
What I could do, you see, is draw this and send it back to you and your sisters and yourself and
well,
have a look at it.
Possibly our Mary can...
And you might then find
yeah,
the
older easier. Sister's probably the best. Obviously, she's got all this information.
Yeah, I did wonder if I should have waited till she got back. The dustbins were where, do you think?
I can't remember, to be perfectly honest. But there was no sort of enclosures. There wasn't like a fence or a back gate or anything like that.
Right.
Because the road... I know I've looked round since because I've been round. They have garages now. But the road, the back, as you went out the back, because we used to walk up the back to the main road.
Right.
You know where the chapel is at the top?
Yeah.
Where the bus stop is. We used to go up there. It was all spare ground.
Right.
And I can remember walking up there and waving to Grandma, because we used to get the old red bus that went to Bury. But there was no sort of, like a formal yard. It was sort of communal. You knew what was yours. There wasn't sort of fences between each one. To separate them.
Did your tippler back onto somebody else's
probably
tippler?
Yeah, it probably did do, yes.
And you just knew that was your tippler?
Yes, that's
you
right.
You didn't have fences on
there's no either. Fences, no anything like that, no.
Right.
And at the front, my twin sister remarks in hers, at the front at the moment, they're all the elongated gardens at the front.
Now,
well, that wasn't.
No gardens,
there were no gardens, it was just spare ground.
When they started to be gardens, maybe I can ask
not a clue. Jessie, as I say, if it's Mrs. Dutton,
I must go and ask her.
If she's on the, I meant to go and ring up, but she'll remember that if she remembers the twins.
Yeah.
She'll remember the Hagen twins because I was cheeky as I said and went round to the house. Can't remember how long ago it is. I might give her a ring myself.
Actually, I wouldn't mind if you did because you could ask her if she minded chatting to me. She came to our first meeting, and other people who are involved with the thing know her, and I'm sure
how
she
old
wouldn't
is she
mind.
Now?
I don't know. She's been on a bit 70 otherwise. Are you sure? I don't know.
Is she in the, have you got a phone number, contact number?
No. Oh, I thought that
should be. Is she in the phone book?
I don't know. I don't actually mind calling on her, because I called on her when we first put the leaflet through and she knew about it and she came to the first meeting, so I don't mind calling on her. I just thought if you knew
Well,
her.
If you called on her and say you'd been up to one of the twins,
right.
It's the twin who came round to the house, because I can't remember.
So she was there when you went round?
I went in. She showed me the house, inside the house, because
about
it was very oldie world.
Do
you know, I know it's awful. It's a typical symptom of
middle
age.
I'm glad nobody asked me these questions. I mean, is this sort of 20 years ago, 10
no,
years ago?
No, it's not 20 years ago. Like about 12 to 15 years ago. Because
and
I know when I told my sister, she said to me, "You cheeky devil." We're very dissimilar, because me and my twin sister are alike, and we're quite, I suppose, nosy. But my other sister is a retired Ofsted inspector. This is Mary, and she's on a need-to-know basis.
Yes.
She would never sort of dream of doing that, but
yes.
I just did it. You know, sometimes when you have a bit of an impulse, and I thought, oh, do you know, it's a great affection for Crowley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you drew a rounded windowsill.
The windowsill was rounded.
Right.
I can't remember whether the window was a bow window. But
I don't think so.
No, it wasn't rounded, it's me. But all I can remember, my twin sister said that, it was quite a deep windowsill, because I can remember my grandma used to crochet.
Right.
That was her. I can't remember Grandma Hagen never working. She crocheted, and she crocheted, they had sort of short curtains, like net curtains, but they were I think my sister used to put that. Her curtains were sort of crocheted.
She did them.
And she crocheted mats. That was definitely the in thing then, crocheted mats. Very fine crochet.
Yeah. So they were like short window there, and they're the top half of it, aren't they? They're up there, the crocheted curtains. Were they straight, in fact? Because you used to have straight ones.
I can't remember when you described the top half.
Were they the top half?
I can't remember. My twin sister might
do. Get that. So you went into the house. Oh, I've forgotten what was there.
That was a long sideboard. Dresser, as they called it, the dresser. And it had they called it a dresser.
Mm.
Put it on the dresser. And the grandma had a rocking chair. I know they had a rocking chair.
Oh, right.
And they had a chaise longue.
Oh, yes, you said about
it. It definitely had a chaise longue.
Was the rocking chair a wooden one?
The wooden one, yeah.
Right, so going back to, we've got black leaded fireplace here. You went into here. Where were the stairs?
Well, the stairs. Hang on. The stairs were here. As you went into the door, and this was the kitchen door, the stairs went up there.
Yeah. So they went here, really, didn't they? This is the front room.
Mm-hmm.
They went there.
That's right, yeah. That's
okay, that's normal.
Have you been in the houses since?
I've been in 43, 45, and I have been into the front room in 37. And really, I did wonder why I'd come to you in a way, except that you showed interest, so I thought, well, that's just too good to miss.
Have you had any feedback from the thing in the paper?
Odd ones. So where was the stove in, because she must have cooked or had heating in the kitchen?
Well, this is what I'm trying to remember. I put it in the thing. There must have been a cooker. I'm sure they didn't cook on the front room.
No.
She must have had a cooker of some description in the back. Yes, she did do. I can remember now. An old-fashioned gas cooker. But they used the front room. She used it, I can remember, for, you know, the flat irons? They used to warm the iron on them. And then she used to have a toasting fork for crumpets. Toast. And then I can remember distinctly that she had a kettle which was warmed in the front. But for cooking, she did have an old-fashioned cooker of some description in the back room, in the kitchen.
So, did she have a fire in the kitchen?
I can't remember one, but my sister remembered they had fireplaces in the bedrooms.
Yeah,
you know, the black-leaded fireplaces.
Right.
They had fireplaces in the bedrooms.
So, the bedrooms would have been here. The stairs came up here. And you had, did you have two
bedrooms? There was two bedrooms, just two bedrooms.
Was there anything else but about bathroom?
Oh, no bathroom.
Right.
In fact, that's reminded me now, what was kept in the larder was the old tin bath.
Oh, right.
It was kept in the larder.
I'll, there's a bunch of everything else.
Oh no, there wasn't a bathroom.
Right, so you just had two bedrooms.
Just two bedrooms.
And was there a little square landing and you went in?
Yes, there was a little square at the top and you went into bedroom one and bedroom two.
Which was the biggest?
The biggest bedroom was the front bedroom. And I can remember distinctly they had a very big brass bed. When you're little, things do look big. They had a big bed. But I can remember definitely they had a wardrobe. And the wardrobe was very dark wood, but the mirror was on the outside of the wardrobe. Mm. Have you come across this before?
Yeah.
And I can also remember now, there was the old-fashioned jug and washbowl that was on sort of, I can't remember, it was a bedside table. It must have been some description. Obviously it was.
Yeah.
It might have been on the windowsill.
Did they?
On the window bottom. It might have been there. I can't remember. I can remember now. You know, obviously, I was thinking last night, I can remember the old-fashioned jugs, you know, the jug and the, what you see in the antique shops now, you know, which they're skinny.
Did they have a gazander? Or what was
a potty or a jerry? Oh, yes, of course they did, yes. And they were pot ones.
Each room?
Right. I can't remember that, but they always had, what they used to call them, jerrys or gazanders. Yeah, of course they did.
So you had a jerry? J-E-R-R-Y?
Yes.
Jerry. So this is... Or a what else did you call it? Did you actually call it that?
But I think we called it a jerry. We've always
so
called it a jerry.
So this is what you call it? Porcelain potty, isn't it?
It was definitely a pot one.
Right. And where were? What about fireplaces? Did you say
there was a fireplace in each room?
Do you know where that was? If you came upstairs.
Yeah, came upstairs. No, if you went in the front room, right. So the door. This was the landing here. The square landing, that was the front room, that was the back room. The fireplace was...
Well, the stairs were up the middle of the
house
weren't
they?
Okay, let's turn it round then.
The stairs were the middle, this was the front room.
Okay.
There's a little landing here.
Where's the landing here?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right, and you went right to the front, left to the back room.
Yeah.
Now, the window was here on the front.
Yeah.
You used to have the bed there. The side, the dressing table was there. And as far as I remember, the fireplace was here. The fireplace was here. Are you with me? That's the stairs.
Yep.
This is the front. The window was here. That was the window. The grandma had the bed here.
Yep.
There was this. I think sometimes she had it. She moved it, but the fireplace was on this wall. The fireplace was there.
Right. And was it the same in the back room? The fireplace.
I can't remember where
wall.
It. Well, it would have to.
It had one though.
I think so. Yes. We both remember different things, you see.
Yes, I can have a look at that afterwards. That's front. So I can certainly send you this. That's the landing. And you can correct it up, do what you like with it. Yeah. Right. So we have fireplaces. We'll have a look at fireplaces in a minute. The larder you kept the old tin bath in. Did it have shelves and things in the larder?
Well, I remember in the kitchen area, I can remember that there were obviously wooden shelves. And I seem to remember, but I can't remember what this would be. We're probably talking the 50s and late 50s here. You know, they used to line shelves with like a polythene sort of stuff. Can't think what it was. Or sometimes they had that doilies that used to hang over the edge of the shelves.
Yeah.
I can remember those because, as far as I can remember, my twin sister, pity they're both away, but my twin sister, as far as I can remember, where the fireplace was, because we lived in a similar house to this, the fireplace came out, there were recesses on either side, and they were built in cupboards with drawers underneath.
Oh, right. We're in the kitchen now.
We're in the lounge.
In
the front room.
Front room, right.
Where you sort of came in the lounge here, as you came through the front door was here, this was the lounge, the fireplace was there. Well, the fireplace came out a bit, and there were recesses on each side.
Yeah.
We had this in our house.
Yeah.
And on this side here, there was, as far as I can remember, there were probably on those, there were sort of cupboard fronts and shelves inside.
Yeah.
And underneath, I think there might have been drawers. Because obviously they had wanted storage space. And I can remember when they opened the cupboard fronts, that's where Grandma had all the best pottery. Well, you know, china that used to get out.
I can't remember where I'm lounge. These cupboards, were they
Did you have very tall cupboards right up to the ceiling?
Yes, they did.
And then what, three drawers?
I think there were drawers underneath. Has anybody else told you this?
No, but I have one in my house.
Yes.
It seems to be very common.
It
you
is
have
very
a knob
common.
There, so
that's
it's
right,
reaching.
Yes. That's
and
right.
What did you have there?
The drawers were underneath. Because we had these in our house, because obviously
yeah.
they
this
used...
This would be very common.
Yes.
In fact, that's probably too tall, that bit.
Mm.
And that's very high, right?
No,
up
it
to
was
the ceiling.
Right up to the ceiling, yes.
Yeah, I have got one picture. It's not sure them off. Similar doors to that.
Mm.
So this is no,
you see, you know where the bright leaded fireplace is there?
Yes.
The cupboards were there.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I can't remember any in that corner. I should imagine.
Well,
I can't remember whether there were. I think they were just in the one corner.
Mm. So the larder you walked into it, there was a door to it?
No, it was open. There was no door into it. It was just sort of like a recess in the kitchen. There was no door
into it. So was that
it.
A similar recess beside the fire then, do you reckon? Because if you had a recess, there had to be something that could form the recess. And a chimney breast would be the most likely.
No, it wasn't. The kitchen, yeah. I'm sure the kitchen was the same.
The
only thing is,
yes,
I can't remember that.
Right.
I don't want to say something a bit if it's not true. I mean, you could tell if you went in Mrs. Jess's house now. I don't know if they've had any structural alterations, but you'd be able to tell from that.
Did your grandparents change anything when you were in they when they were in there? You can remember the larder and everything was just the same.
I never remember anything. Because when your granddad, I'll tell you what we did have in the lounge though. They had a square table that was in the centre.
Right.
You know, like the chenille type.
Oh yes.
The chenille type tablecloths.
Yeah. Right.
Because there was, I know when it said this was the lounge, you walked. Well, they couldn't have much of anything because the rooms aren't that big, are they?
No.
But they had a sideboard, a dresser. Put it on the dresser, and then they had a square table, that was in the centre, and then on the back wall, where this is where they had the chaise longue. And they also had this rocking chair.
So the chaise longue is here.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
With a lamp at one end. Which,
a lamp? I don't think they
sorry,
had a lamp.
Sorry, a high bit at one end.
That's right, yes it did.
That end, okay.
It was that end.
Really?
That, yes,
right.
That end. And they had a square table, the table was in the middle, a wooden table. And I can remember, and it's amazing now, you're thinking, the wooden table, and there was drawers under the table. Well, there was a wooden square table, not very
square.
Not a square one, but I remember underneath there were drawers which they kept cutlery in and things like that.
Chenille table. What colour table?
Usually, but I think it was a burgundy red one. why are you laughing?
just the amount you're remembering.
Yeah, I can remember that.
I thought
yeah.
if I ask her that, well, she'd remember.
Yes, no, it was a red. Yeah. They were, all I can say, they're like, you know what? Like, yeah.
Tassels on it or just plain edge?
I can't remember that. I can remember because in one house, this was my other grandma who lived in Berry, they had like a chenille door curtain. I think we had one as well, you know.
Yeah. These tall cupboards they had.
I don't know what was in the drawers, but I can remember in the cupboards.
Were they like this?
Yeah. Yes, they did. They had fancy bits and like that at the front. And there were just shelves inside. Now, I always remember we used to have to get the pots out. When we went to tea on a Sunday, the best china was kept in there.
Best china.
Mm. I can't remember anything else being in there.
And when you said about these edges to the shelves, this is where they had the plastic stuff with edges, did they?
That's right, like dollies. That used to hang over the edge.
So
that's
what,
right, like scallops, yes.
Several?
Yeah, several. Yeah.
Like
I can't
that.
Remember what they were, but I can remember them hanging over the edge.
About four would be reasonable, would it? Sounds like there's a light door in this. Oh God, I'm never going to manage all this afterwards. Right, so we've done the lounge fairly well, I think, haven't we? Because we've got the
this is what I can remember more than
and
anything else.
And your sister
else.
May remember more. So that might have had a rounded edge, but be squarish.
I think it was square. It didn't have a rounded edge, no. But all I can remember, it was very, very wide. It wasn't narrow like that, because I remember... I'm almost certain upstairs on the one in the window bottom in the front bedroom is where they had the jug and the dish that the jug sat in.
When you say in the window bottom, do you mean on the
windowsill?
The
windowsill, yes.
Was it quite low? Or why do you call it a window bottom?
Well, that was... I don't know why we called it that.
You just always
did. It's just an expression, you know, a windowsill, a window bottom.
So that, the jug and wash bowl on windowsill. Mm-hmm. Because, as I say, I wondered if it was particularly... I just want to say, was it?
Yes, I double L.
Yes, in the ceiling, isn't it? You definitely had a slop stone in there.
In the kitchen, yeah. Definitely, yes. Right. There was.
Because I've never seen a slop stone. I haven't even got a picture of one, much to my chagrin. How big was that?
About, I'd say, from here to about here.
All right.
It's quite a big sink.
Like, big
I
can't even get them even bigger.
Oh, yeah, big sink, yeah. She did have a cooker because that was to the right of the sink.
How much is that? About 3 foot?
About 3 foot, yes.
And the cooker was to the right of the sink?
The cooker was to the right. She did have a cooker now.
Freestanding, or was this...
Oh, freestanding.
Gas.
Oh, yeah, gas. Well, obviously gas was no electric in the house.
Yeah. So we haven't got the fire in yet, but we've got more. Mm. But if I do this, your sisters will go, to my dad. And they'll put it all in the right place for us. Right, okie doke. So we've gone in through the front door straight into the lounge. And the door over there. Were there any glass panels in the doors or anything?
No. Yeah. And I can't remember, my sister's might, but Mary's obviously the best one. The older one who's written, who has all the information, the one I've given you, this one. Yeah. I can't remember what the door was like into the kitchen, or whether there was one even.
Because you had the stairs on your right, so some places have two doors, right? There's a door into the bottom of the stairs and a door out, so it's a little gap. Do you think
I can't remember. I'll be honest, I can't remember. I can't even remember. I don't think there was a door to the stairs, I know what you mean. And I can't even remember whether there was a door into the kitchen.
Because some people actually did have a door at the bottom of the stairs, didn't they?
Mm.
Right. Mm. So it might have been open, really, just a doorway.
Yes, you see, Mrs. Dunton, if it's the same lady, she bought the house. After I'd gone my dad, I found it in my diary, the entry that we'd gone and broke Grandma's house up, was the expression. And Jessie bought it. The lady who lived next door bought it. Mm. Whether it was because it was such a bargain buy, whether it was because Grandma's was bigger being on the end, I can't remember. But Jessie lived next door. She bought it, definitely. Mm.
Those houses were built in 1861.
Is that when they were built?
They were occupied by the end of 1861, you know that. They weren't in the 1861 census, I don't think. No, they weren't.
Well, let me see, Granny was born in 1877, and they were married in 1908.
Right.
Still living there. So she didn't know when they actually moved to Crow Lane.
No.
Dad was born in 1909, so I don't know when they moved to Crow Lane. Granddad was born in Back. I don't even know where Back Ramsbottom Lane is. Or Car Street.
Do
you know where it is?
Yeah, I know both of those. Yeah. Back Ramsbottom Lane would have been at the back of their houses. Right. Now, so we know about those. I mean, I can show you some pictures of fireplaces in a minute. So there may have... So, here, I was thinking there would be doors, but there may not have been.
And I've asked my sisters about that.
That's all right. Query on the door.
In fact, I'll write down what I think if you would like me to ask them. So you want query doors, kitchen door, kitchen door. You see, it's a funny thing.
My guess is if I draw it out, they will immediately know whether it's right or not.
Possibly. And the thing is, Margaret and I might remember it one way, but my other sister might remember it another way.
This is true.
But my twin sister, when I look what she'd written down, I can remember it.
Yeah.
Myself. What did I put? Let me see what I put to my right. Two up, two down, next door to begin us. Front room, stone floor covered by carpet square. And a ragged peg rug, which Granny Hagen used to make herself very colourful. Later, she went on to make the ready cut woolen rugs. She's very, very good with her hands.
Yes.
But I remember when it was definitely a peg rug, and it was my sister called it a peg rug.
What do you call a peg rug?
Peg rugs. But there were bits of material that were just threaded through, weren't they? Just all scraps of material.
Right. Yes. So that's what you call a peg rug, scraps of material.
That's right. Yeah. And then I know when that went on later on, she used to make, because she was very good with her hands. Of course, she didn't work, I don't remember working. Black lady fireplace, used to warm clothes, a big kettle, and to warm up, sorry, it's not very well punctuated, and to warm up the flat iron. can remember using a long toasting fork to make toast. Built-in cupboards to one side of the fireplace where the best china was kept. Chaise longue, rocking chair, sideboard. Lots of crochet mats which Grandma made. Kitchen, slop stone sink, separate larder, big hooks on which hung pots and pans.
And were the big hooks in the larder area?
That's right. And I always remember this. There were pop bottles. Like the old sarsaparilla bottles that used to use as hot water bottles. Have you never
so
heard
where
of
were
those?
They put?
They were in the kitchen.
Just in the kitchen, right.
We used to, you know, you could get sarsaparilla in the stove.
I've never seen it.
Have you not? You're not from round here, are you?
No.
But there were, the pot man used to come round and they were like little, you'd probably get them in antique shops.
Right.
But they were little pop, they were pot bottles for sarsaparilla. They were stone.
Right. About how big?
So big.
That's what you were indicating. How tall then?
Not well. About so big.
Right.
And they were quite. And they were. Why they used them as hot water bottles? They kept the heat.
Yeah.
And you used to put the boiling water in, and they were hot water bottles.
Right.
But they were pop bottles, usually sarsaparilla ones. But sarsaparilla was.
You're demonstrating something that is nearly as wide as it is high. Is that right?
No. Is that what you mean? No, circuit. No, big boat so high.
Right.
But quite. Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I think we've got about as much as we're going to do in the kitchen, haven't we, really, and everywhere else. And I knew you didn't have an out kitchen, whereas a lot of people did, because on a map, I can show you a map that includes, I've multiplied this up, photocopied it up dozens of times. So it's nothing, it's very, very blurry. Not sure what's happening really. So you didn't have a bungalow range?
No. See, I don't think we did much to the house at all.
No. Right, it's these houses. It was actually that house. Now
was that the Ginnell? That's right.
Yeah, there's a Ginnell.
Yeah.
Now there's these little buildings. Is there any chance that those are the loos attaching to these? See, it's very strange, that line. It's very blurry, but it might not have been as, you know, that's because it was tiny. In fact, mm-hmm. I photocopied it up, it's about five times bigger than it was.
I can't think what this
so
could be.
Was there
Mrs.
Land,
Mary might know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. My sister might know.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is 43, 45.
Yeah, because
one.
That was, this is a 43, 45. Here where it goes round, that's where Linda Gill is now. This is where there was a shop on the corner.
Right. Yes.
There's a shop on the corner. Yeah.
So these are might belong to these, aren't
yes, but I can't think what they would be.
That would be about as long then as these houses with their yards. Because these all had out. Everybody else had outhouses except for these.
That's right. This was Grandma's here. Yeah, and we used to go. I remember a very friendly with a lady across the road at Woodcorn Nuttall.
All right. Mm-hmm. But these are actually quite small houses compared with these.
Oh, yes.
Because
yeah.
they haven't got the out
kitchens. Did they have the out kitchens, didn't they? They had, what have you got, like a lean-to at the back?
Yeah, but it's a yes, it's part of the house, though. These all...
Yeah, they would obviously be the smallest houses.
Yes, they are. I'm surprised about that. Right, look as though they're wider than these. I know how wide the front of that was. 43 was. It's 43 and 45. But I don't know about the others. There's one lady I could ask to measure it. She wouldn't mind. Right, but she's new there. Right, what was
those houses fetch quite a good price, don't they?
Oh, God, mine does. Mine doesn't particularly. Right, we had some sinks and things, but these are deeper than yours, probably, aren't they? They're not really slopstone sinks.
No. Grandma's... I can't remember them being on legs like that. My sister would be.
Yeah. I mean, I can come back and chat to them, perhaps. It depends a bit on how well... All right, baths. You had tin baths. Just an oval bath, was it? These are actually Victorian ones.
Yeah.
It might not have been Victorian.
We had a tin bath in our house. Yeah, that was definitely it, yes.
So what was your gas cooking?
The mantle, because she stores her light the mantle.
Did she have a single mantle?
Just a single one, that's all.
Because this has got about three in it.
Yes, I'm sure it was a single one. Because
it
was
two in. Did it have a chain on like that?
Yes, it did have a chain on, yes. It had a chain on.
So
it had a chain like that, two chains,
where
you pull one down and,
I don't think, I think they're fancy, aren't
they? Yeah, no, it was nothing fancy. It was in the middle of the room, too.
Oh, was it?
I'm sure it was, yes.
Right. So, well, there's one on a cantilever.
No, never like that,
She didn't have any walls.
Well, you know, because, no, I can't, well, Do you know, I can't remember, my sister might know, but all I can remember is the gas mantle. Because the sad part of it was, really, my dad, she died in 1965, and my father, my old father, used to go and visit her every Sunday, because he was an only one. He only survived 5 years after Grandma, because he died when he was 60.
So this single gas mantle, that had a glass sort of globe over it,
that's
did
right,
it?
Yes.
So this is as in numbered.
As in numbered, the one you showed.
Number
show.
Two.
With the two, I remember there were two poles.
And was one of those in each room?
There must, well, I know it sounds silly, but I can't remember what there
I'm
was
not
in
surprised.
The kitchen.
I think you're doing a fantastic
job. I can't
job.
Remember what was in the kitchen,
so
but obviously they must have had a... They must have had the same sort of thing, unless you had just gas. Did they do lamps that you could carry that were portable with gas?
Not with piped gas, they wouldn't have.
No.
You'd have been able to carry it around.
I'm sure she had candles. What? I'll query it when I see
yes,
my sister Mary. I'll query it right at this time.
Right.
What was in the query light in the kitchen? Query light
in the
kitchen.
Do you want a big piece
kitchen?
Of paper?
No, it's okay now. I'll lose. Query the light. We're querying the kitchen doors.
And upstairs.
Query lights in the kitchen. Well, yeah, I think they were the same upstairs and lights upstairs.
So you had a sort of.
You
range.
See, it's a pity you can't see Jessie because
yes,
Jessie'd go into the house.
Oh, Jessie, yes.
Next door.
Well, I will
who lives there now. Mm. And she will remember because they obviously gutted it completely.
Yeah. Do you know.
Yes, it was like that.
Was it?
I'm sure, yeah, because I remember the. That's right, black leading, because the kettle, she had a
right.
kettle like that.
And it would have had the fire in the
it had
middle.
Fancy bits over the top here, remember that.
That
fire
good?
Was in the middle. No, I think that was black leaded. I think that was black leaded as well.
Right.
No, definitely not.
Right.
Definitely not that.
Any of these?
No.
I think the fireplaces I've got then. Well, I've got loads of bits of fireplaces. She didn't have a fireplace with tiles or anything like that at the sides. That's actually just.
Oh, gosh, no. Do you know, we just got one of those in our
yeah.
front.
Yeah, well, this is.
They're coming back now,
that's
yes,
right,
aren't
that's
they?
Where I got them from. People
yeah.
have stolen them now.
Yeah. No, it was definitely like that one on the picture.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is.
Definitely that sort. I seem to remember, I may recall, that I'm almost certain this here, there was like. A canopy that came down, and that was because you'd always set black lead in it. I've got a black lead with fibres, and you sort of put the lead on and polished it up. More certainly, was, and it was quite ornate.
So
I'm sure it was, yes.
As in one, but it had a black canopy.
I'm sure it did. It was quite, it was, yeah, it was
ornate.
Like, yeah, it's a pity really, because what I might be thinking, I might be just going. Because I've another another grandma who lived in a 2-up-2 down, and I don't want to get confused between the two.
Right, and those were different sorts. Of
no,
things.
No, nothing like that. No, nothing.
Right. So, anything else we want to? So the other thing I want to know about is that shop, that 43-45.
I can't remember what it was. My
sister
thought it might have been a pet shop.
It was at one time, I believe.
But I don't know what time. Mary might know. Query the shop at the corner.
Yeah.
Because
the couple who own that shop now are redoing the whole thing up. They've uncovered a huge. Right. Yes. That was the other thing about the fireplace here. Was how big was that? Did this thing fit into a big fireplace, or was this? Did it stand forward like yours does, for instance? With a chimney breast,
I think it stood forward a bit. I can't remember. I don't want to say.
But you didn't have a very high stone lintel and then this thing underneath it, did you?
No. As far as I can remember, the black leading went quite high up and then there was the fireplace. The actual, like, the wood, or we've got the wood.
Yeah.
That was on the top, like the picture, but I can't remember what she had on the top. It's a pity I can't photocopy that,
so
I could show my sister.
A wooden mantelpiece, you reckon, might have. On top.
Might have
had a black canopy on the right. Well, I'll try and photocopy it and send it to you.
Just if I'm going to ask my sister if that she can remember.
I think you're amazing at the amount you're remembering.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet I can remember this from my
grandparents. It's awful because you can remember it. I can remember things years ago. I can't remember what
well,
I did last
be.
Week.
In
do you want
some
coffee
ways.
Or anything? I'm
very, no, it's
all
right, thank you very much. Thank you. But I might, in fact, go and see Mrs. Dutton. Next.
Mrs. Dutton would be really,
yeah.
really,
yeah.
I'm sure. In fact, if I can find her in the telephone directory, I might give her a ring.
Right.
If that's all right with you.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
say that I'm one of the twins. She could be, as I say, it was funny because I remember the sad part was Grandma, my sister still got it. She wrote us a little note to say, I think it was £5 in an envelope to say, this is your money for your 21st, because they didn't have 18s then, because
yeah.
I
oh,
won't be
right.
around to see it.
Oh,
and
yes.
she died the day before our 18th
oh,
birthday.
Yeah.
She was only out of that house a day.
Yeah. Right.
She was out of the house
yeah.
a day. In fact, the thing is, I was trying to find some pictures, because there must be somewhere in the house.
Right.
This was Grandad Hagen who lived at the house because they had.
Right.
This was Mr. Hagen who lived
right.
there, and that was my father.
Right.
This was in 1936. Because
yeah.
they had these sort of posed photographs then.
Yes.
Didn't
yes.
we? The sad part is there's only one person alive now, and this is my
oh.
cousin Dennis, who's 70 something.
God.
But that is Arthur Ingham's in Bury, 1936,
yeah.
and that is Grandad Hagen.
Right.
Who lived at the house?
Yeah.
They didn't have. There was very. It's sort of very. We noticed they didn't have mums on like wedding photographs
yeah.
these days. Very sexist.
Yes.
They didn't have a group photograph with
yeah.
his wife on. Oh, you see, that was me mother. That was her father.
Right.
And this was my dad's father. But
right.
they didn't, for some reason, have mums on.
No.
Very sort of very Victorian,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Right. Well, I can try and copy some of these pictures, the ones that you think will like it.
So is there anything else you'd like me to ask me? As I say, the kitchen
yeah.
door, was there a door into the kitchen, or was there a door which... You opened the door and then you went upstairs,
yes.
is that what you mean?
And I want to know about the cooker.
Lights in the kitchen, or what were the lights upstairs?
Yeah,
and
what
the cooker.
They actually cook on?
Well, we did cook, and she had a cooker in the kitchen.
Was this a freestanding gas
cooker? I think it was,
cooker?
Yeah, cooker in the kitchen.
It wasn't a range of any sort?
Oh no, it wasn't a range,
oh,
no, right, definitely.
Okay.
Right.
It's interesting that
what's your name then?
Oh, I'm Kate Slingsby. Have you got my number now?
Is it that it? 0176281998.
That's right.
Where's that?
Up Carr Street. And then
oh, so you're not, you know where Carr Street
oh, yes.
was? Yeah.
Then first left into Cavendish Street, mm. first right into Rostra and up mm. the hill. And then further.
Mm.
It's a newer house, set in 1950s.
Mm.
And 30s might be 30. Right, I think that's about it. I do want to know about 40 Street. We're going to try to do a reconstruction, well, drawing plans. Of the three or four shops
yeah.
that were.
There was a shop further up,
yeah.
which I can remember Grandma,
yeah.
Margaret can't remember this, because we can remember, you see, one of the things, we used to go, there was an off-license,
mm.
Mulrooney's had it.
That was 17 and 19.
Yeah. And we used to go there for Grandma's Guinness.
Right.
But then before that, I can remember going there before, I'm sure, with like a jug, which they used to pour porter in, it was probably stout. And then when you brought it back, she used to stick the hot tub.
Yes.
Obviously,
yeah.
that was the right
yeah.
idea, because she
yeah.
lived to 80 odd and on was running hospital
yeah.
a day.
Yeah.
So there must have been
yeah.
something in it, yeah.
We've got somebody, we know the person who actually converted 17 and 19 into a house. We've got lots of people who remember it, so I'm less worried about 17 and 19. This one on the corner, I think might prove to be more problematic, because it was a workshop for a while as well, and nobody went in there then, so nobody really remembers it as a workshop. It was probably a pet shop before that, and a grocer's. It was grocers in the Victorian era. So I think I'm going to find it more difficult.
Do you know when it was a pet shop?
No. Go on then.
No,
shop.
I don't know. It's Miss
oh,
Twin
right.
Sister who said this.
Right.
Oh, I can remember it had a curved front.
Yes.
Curved.
Yes.
Like
he's going
windows.
To close off that door, actually.
Bow windows.
He's going to
and
leave the door there,
mm.
but actually brick it off on the inside, mm. I think.
I'll ask my sister, she might...
Room.
Because it's only she, as I say, I just said to her, I've seen this in the very times. I don't know what made me ring up,
mm,
but quite affection.
Yeah.
And I just said to my sister, because I'm Mary's the older sister, not the twin. I'm surrounded with teachers, you see. And my sister typed that down, and she said, if there's any input, if people are saying what you supplied the information, make sure I get a mention.
Yep.
So I don't want to have, but it's amazing what she remembered and what my other sister remembered. Because we used to go and watch the steam trains, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Down at the bottom when they were proper steam trains.
I'm just getting so much information, as you can imagine. It's driving me crazy, really. But it's
fun. I bet you wish you'd never stopped.
It is fun.
When do you find time to do it?
It is astounding, really, what's going on. I probably won't need to listen to this, actually. I'll wipe.